Pesach the Gemara again from the Sanokvin. The right, that's what we're starting from. Avahu bital asamaurim. He also was mevatel the waker uppers. My ma'urim, what are these ma'urim? Amar rochav rochav said b'chol yom v'yom. Every day she yo'imdim levim al duchan, that the levim would stand on the duchan va'im, and they would say, Ura lo masishan Hashem, wake up, why should you sleep Hashem? And this is from Tehillim. And he said, V'chiyeshen, Amar lehen, he said to them, V'chiyeshen lefnei ha'malkim, does Hashem sleep? So therefore, he was mevatel them from saying it. Correct the Gemara of Ahalik Farnera, but the pasuk already says, Hine layon, I'm sorry. V'halek v'nemar, hinei layonah v'layishin shemei Yisrael. The pasuk already says, hinei layonah v'layishin shemei Yisrael. So you see that there's a concept of Shina there.
I just thought about this. Isn't it?
I'm sorry, hold on a second. I'm sorry. It's not Akasha and Teretz. V'halek v'nemar, hinei layonah v'layishin shemei Yisrael.
Where else would it be?
What's that? How could you say Ura Lamasishan Hashem? Hashem doesn't sleep. It says Hine Layan of Layishan Shem Yisrael. So it says Hashem can't sleep. Yechin and Kohen Gadol himself was saying this. Ella. In other words, I have a contradiction between these two psukim. One pasuk says, "Wake up, Hashem." That means Hashem sleeping. One pasuk says, "Hine Layan of Layishan." Yeah. In other words, the two Tehillims contradict each other. So the answer that Yechin Kohen Gadol was saying. Ella, rather, what the pasuk means of Ura, Lama Sishan Hashem is Vizman Shi Yisrael Shurim Vitzar. When Klal Yisrael is in Tzar, Vayadikacham Benachas Vishalva, and the Goyim are at peace, it looks like Chas Vishalva Hashem is sleeping. Lekach Nehmar Ura Lama Sishan Hashem. But it's a tefillah, like we spoke out last night, that it's a tefillah. Before, it was understood as a tefillah. Now, Vayachin Kayin Gadol, everyone was on a different level, and they, Yechin Kohen Gadol was concerned that Itaka, people are going to think that Hashem is sleeping. Right? That's what Goyim say, that Hashem is an old man who's sleeping. So there was a concern for that, so he said, no more saying, Ura Lama Sishan Hashem. Ve'ez ha'noikvim and the noikvim. So Frek the Gemara asks, my noikvim. What does it mean, noikvim? What are noikvim that we're referring to? The Gemara of Rabbi Yehuda Mashmur, Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, Shahayu Mesartin La'egal. They used to make a gash to the calf, Ben Karnov, between its horns, Kedei Shehipol Dam Be'enov, so that the blood will go down to its eyes, and it wouldn't be able to see, it wouldn't be as balanced, and they'll be able to tackle it to the ground to shecht it. Also, Ihu, so Yechanan Kohen Gadol came, and he said, Batil, he was mevatel it mishum de mechzi kimuma, because it looks like a mum. Since it looks like a mum, so he said we shouldn't do it. B'masnisa tana, and a braisa was taught shayu chayivtin oisai b'maklis, that they used to hit it with sticks. Again, you know, to get it down, to get it onto the floor. Kederach shayisin oisai lefnei avayitz gecham, like they would do by goyim, by avayitz zara. How long are you going to feed nevelis, which are animals that were not shechted properly, to the mizbeach? Frek the Gemara, nevelis? Why are you calling it nevelis? They shechted it. So why are you calling it nevelis? Ela treifas. Rather, it's referring to a treifa. And that's what he said. How long are you going to be serving treifas to the mizbeach as karbonos? Why? Why was he concerned? What was his concern? Shema nikev krum shalmayach. Perhaps the membrane of the brain was punctured. Therefore, Omar, he got off the hiskelahem tabois bekarka. He instituted or he set up rings in the ground, either for the head, like Rashi said, or the Rambam says, for the feet. Al kopanim, he came up with another eitzah for them. So last night we were talking about, well, what happened before? Why was it okay before, and all of a sudden he's coming and saying it's a problem?
Less skill then?
What was that?
You said there's less skill involved with
the Kohanim? So the Tfarsian says that when Klal Yisrael was in a higher Madrega, the animals wanted to come and be shechted. He came willingly.
Why
would
they need to be
slashed? They weren't.
Oh, not at all, you're saying.
No, they just came. But Yerchan and Gael's time, when Klal Yisrael was already lower, And the Kohanim came up with this plan. We're going to slash the eyes, or above the eyes, to be able to get blood into whatever it is, or bang the head. And he said, no, you can't do that because of these concerns. I spoke to Rabbi Bloch this morning. I asked him about stunning the animal or drugging the animal. And he said that the concern is a treifa. Why? Because maybe it's a chayla. Why? Maybe it's a sick animal. Because part of the proof that it's a good animal is the fact that after it's shechted, it's mifarcheses. It moves around. If it's drugged or if it's stunned or whatever it is, so that's what Yeshua told me this morning. We're not going to have the proof of the mifarcheses if it's been something, you know, if it was knocked, if it was hit. Apparently. I mean, it was a big machlokes then. And there were those mekilim. I mean, they were mekilim. We didn't go with them, but yeah.
So we're talking about the Yochanan the Gadol. He comes and he nullifies because it looks like a mum, meaning with a hitting.
No. The hitting was because of maybe a trefa.
Well, said it's
the first one is, that wasn't hitting. That was making a gash.
Oh, right. I mean, the nokfim. That's what I mean. They're making a gash.
Well, it's machlokes what nokfim are. Oh. The first shot of nokfim is that they would make a gash above by the horns.
Right.
There's no mum problem there. But it looks like a mum.
That's a
separate thing.
Okay, got it.
The second shot in Nogfim is that they would hit it. And when they would hit it, he would say, maybe it's a trefa. In other words, you're doing something that's so we got into the whole shiloh of stunning and all these different things. What's the problem? So that's what he explained.
It's
a braisa explaining what Nogfim are.
Okay, it's another opinion.
Correct, yes. Okay, says the Mishnah also told us, Ad Yomav, until his days, Hayapatish Makib Yushalayim, the hammer would hit in Yushalayim. Zakti Gemara, what does that mean? B'chayla Shomayid, it meant on Chalamayid, you know, it was a very public thing, and he abolished that because not everyone knows that it's a Davra Ovid that they're doing. Kol Yomav, all of his days, La'ihaya Adam Tzarech Lishal Adamai, no one had to ask about Tamai, meaning when you buy it from an Amma Aretz, you don't ask, did you take off Meiser, did you not take off Meiser? Why? Says the Gemara, Kedamar, like we said in the Gemara earlier, he instituted that it's an obligation that if somebody buys from Amma Aretz, he must take off Meiser Rishon, Meiser Sheni, as was said before. And therefore, you didn't have to ask because you have to take it off anyways. Okay. There's no real Nehmanus, but okay, fine. Says the Mishnah, Vayter, Mishabot lo Sanhedrin. Once the Sanhedrin was nullified, and this doesn't necessarily mean that they were completely disbanded, but once the power of Bezdin, when they left, it was already 40 years perhaps before the Korban, Mishabot lo Sanhedrin, once the Sanhedrin's power was nullified, Batal Hashir, song was abolished, mibeis hamishtois, from the feasts, the wine feasts, or feasts that you had wine. Shenamar, as it says in the pasuk, bashir la yishu yayin. This is referring to. Second, is in Yeshaya. Where is this? Yeshaya Chavdalan tests. The pasuk says in Yeshaya Chavdalid. Tess. Bashir la yishtu yayin. They will not drink wine with song. Okay? And this is Pashtus. The Gemara says, or the Gemara says in Bava Basra, that Me'ikar Adin, once the Korban happened, we should not be allowed to eat meat or wine.
We should not be able to listen to music.
Well, that's what we're going to do in a second. We shouldn't be able to, I'm just quoting the Gemara in Bava Basra, for now. Okay? But yes, that's correct. You shouldn't be able to listen to music. Moshe has a whole tshuva about it for today. Because it brings joy. Yeah, how could we be celebrating when you have, the Beis HaMikdash destroyed? Maybe not on Shabbos, but during the week. So why weren't they geyser it? They weren't geyser it because it's a gezeira she'ein hatzibur yechel lamed, which means It's a decree which is too much.
That's his explanation. They just we had.
I'm just saying a Gemara.
Oh, okay.
I'm
just we going to Friday night in Minneapolis on the Sinai.
Very good.
Did not bring this Mishnah.
It did not.
They brought the Navi.
Uh-huh. Okay, so. Therefore, what was that?
Too much for the people to handle.
Yes, they're not going to be able to do it. It's going to be too much. So, since during the Zman Abayis, when they would have Nisach HaYayin, there was a Shira, when they would pour the wine libations, the Levim would sing. So therefore, Chazal were geyser that when you have wine, you shouldn't sing. That is the, like during a meal, you shouldn't have music, which is something that is important to know, because it could apply even to listening to a tape. If I'm having supper, it's a shaila, whether it's dafka wine or not, dafka panim, if I'm having supper, could I have the music playing also? Now obviously, if somebody else is listening to it, and I happen to be in the room eating supper, that doesn't mean they have to turn it off. Because the Isser is not to hear music. The Isser is to listen to music. So that's just an important thing to know. Okay, I'll call Panim. Fine. Mishnah Mishnah Vaita. Mishamesu Nevi'im HaRishonim. When the Nevi'im HaRishonim died, Badlu Urim V'tumim. The Urim V'tumim was abolished, was nullified, and that is Pashas referring to the Choshen. Mishacharav Beis HaMikdash, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the second Beis HaMikdash, Batel HaShamir, the Shamir was Batel, V'noifes Tufim, and Noifes Tufim. And Rashi says, we'll see in the Gemara what that's referring to. Okay, the Shamir, we all know what that is, that was the, it's not a worm, but it's some kind of creature that is able to cut through stone. Okay, upasku, and at the same time, upasku anshe amono mi Yisrael. And there stopped being anshe amono. Those are people that have 100% trust in Hashem from Klal Yisrael. Anshe amono, people of emuna from Klal Yisrael. Shenam, as it says in the pasuk says, Yud Beis Beis. The pasuk says, Yod Beis Beis. Hashia Hashem ki gomar chosid. Hashia Hashem ki gomar chosid. Save me Hashem because there is no more chasidim. Because there is no more chosid. And that's what it means. That's after this, after the Shachar Beis HaMikdash. That's what it means. Pasku Anshi Amonami Yisrael. There's no more people that have 100% complete faith in Hashem. Ki Gomer, yeah, because it's no more. Yeah, like the lashon of Gemar. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, "Hey, Rabbi Yeshua testified. Miyom Shachar Beis HaMikdash. From the day that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Ein Yom. There is no day Sheim by Klala that there isn't a curse." V'layerid hatal lebracha, and tal, dew, does not come down as a bracha. It used to be that it would come down and it would benefit even those things that are, you know, you have like pieces of hay, they would become white, they would become better. And today it's blackened. V'nital tam haperis, and the flavor, the true flavor of fruit was taken. Okay, so it's not only that there's klala, but the bracha itself is also removed. Rabbi Yossi says, "Af nital shuman haperis." The fat from fruits was also taken. Af nital shuman haperis. The fat from fruits, from produce, was taken. We don't mean just fat. We mean the that it makes it
the lusciousness of it.
Luscious, but satiation doesn't satiate as well. Rabbi Shimon Alazar said, "Hataru." Nutla es hareach. The fact that there's a lack of tara in Klal Yisrael, that took es hareach.
Yours doesn't say es hatar.
It's in parentheses.
Mine doesn't.
Okay, tara took away smell because we spoke about tam already. The hamaisrus and maisrus nutlu es shumon hadogon. Maestras, the fact that there's no more maestras, took away the shuman, the fat and the satiation of grains. So basically, what Rav Shimon Elazar is doing, he's explaining how these things happened. The reach was taken away when there was a lack of tara, and maybe taste, like Michael's girsa. And maestras, the fact that maestras were not done properly, and there's no more maestras done, that took away satiation from food, which is an interesting thing. It's like a mida connected mida. A person might have thought, I can't give maaser, I need to have the food to be satisfied. And because they said that, and whereas when they lost that schus, so then the food that they have doesn't even satiate them properly. It's like a mida connected mida. And the Chachamim say, haznus v'hakshofim, znus, which is in general, not just the maaser znus, but the whole matzav of znus, v'hakshofim, and witchcraft, kilu as a coil, that consumed everything. That destroyed everything.
Like the rest of everything?
And, you know, they're saying that it was the Shuman, in other words, that took away Shuman and Reach and Tam. All these things that we're talking about were taken away because of that. Okay? Fine. Says the Gemara, in fact, the Gemara, the Mishnah said that Shir was the song. It's a question of whether it's dafka, musical song, or it's even a cappella song. Umimai, from where do we know, Frekti Gemara, demishabotla sanhedriksiv, that this pasuk is that says that there's bashir la yishtu yayin, that there's not going to be drinking wine with shir, was talking about when the Sanhedrin was bottle. Maybe it was a different time. And for the Gemara, Amr Avuna Braid Rav Yeshua, Avuna says in the name of Rav Yeshua, the Omar Kras, the Pasuk says, in Eicha, the Pasuk says, hey, you're down, lid. Here's my Eicha. Where is it? The Pasuk says, in Eicha, Perek Hey. I'm sorry, what's this pasuk? Yeah, hey Yudalid. Zakenim Misha'ar Shavasu. The elders are gone from the gate, and Bachurim Miniginosam, and the young men from their music. You see that when is it Bachurim Miniginosam? When do the young people stop singing? That's when it's Zekenim Misha'ar Shavosu, the elders from the gate, they stopped. And what's that referring to? That's referring to the gates of the what's it called? The Lishkas HaGozis. That's referring to the Sanhedrin. Okay. Amar Rav. Rav says, Udno is an ear. The Dalet and the Zion can get changed in Aramis. Udno, an ear, the Shama Zimra, that hears music, that listens to music, Ta'akar, it should be uprooted. Or Te'oker, it should be uprooted. Okay, this is not a, literally will cut off your ears, but it's a, from Shamayim. Amar Rava says, Zimra Bebeisa, if there's song in the house, Chorba Besifa, there will be destruction in the Saf Habayis, which is like by the doorway. That's the, what's the bottom thing?
Threshold.
The threshold. That's the Saf. I mean, it's the whole, what's the whole thing of the threshold? Shenamar, as it says in the Pasuk says, Kol Yishoyre Bachaloin, if the voice will sing in the window, Chorev Basaf, okay, hold on a second, Tzfanya.
Are you saying the doorway? Is that...
Saf is like the doorway.
Okay.
The thresholder. Saf. Second. Tzfanya. Tzfanya Beis Yudalev. The Pasuk says, Koil Yishoyrer. Their voice will sing out in the window. Koil Yishoyrer B'chaloin. Chorev Basaf. Desolation will be in the doorway. Ki arza eira, for the cedar work will be removed. Okay? So again, the pasuk says, how do you, as Rava said, Zimra b'beisa, if there's a song in the house, Chor v'besifa, then there's going to be destruction in the doorway. As the pasuk says, Shenam, as it says in the pasuk, Koil yishore b'chaloin, the voice will sing out from the window, Chorev basaf, desolation will then be in the doorway, Ki arzo eiro, for the cedar work will be removed. Okay? Viva Isema, or another pshat, another makar that you see, that song will cause the house to be destroyed, mehacha, from this pasuk, Ushi'iya yukas sho'ar. Okay, Yeshaya chavdalid yudbeis. Ushi'iya. Pasuk says, oh, was that, did I skip?
Did I miss?
No, I skipped.
My.
Yeah, my ki arza era. What does it mean, ki arza era, at the end of the pasuk, for the cedar work? For the cedar work is what? For the cedar work will be removed. What does that mean? Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak said what that means is bias hamasubach ba'arazim. Yirhu. Could you have, if a house is all set up with cedar, is it going to be destroyed? What does it mean? My ki arza era. What does it mean in the when the pasuk says ki arza era, which when this, we're saying when it's for the cedar wood, when it's cedar worked, then it will be removed. What does that mean? So Amr Rabbi Yitzchak said to explain the question, bayis hamasubach ba'arozim, a house that's designed and set up, mixed up with cedar, irhu. Irhu! Exclamation point. It's a city. Meaning, just like it's hard to destroy a city, it's also hard to destroy a house that's... This is not a little... Three little pigs. A house of straw that can't be blown down. This is a house of cedar. So Rabbi Yitzchak said, Bayis hamasubach ba'arozim, if you have a house that's all designed with the cedar, Irhu, it's a city, meaning it's not something that's easy to destroy. So what's the pasuk saying? Ki arza era, because it's cedar, that's why we could destroy it. Ella, rather, what the pasuk is saying is like this, afilu bayis hamasubach ba'arozim, even a home which is set up with cedars, misroye'a. Misroye'a, it will tremble, it will shame, it will shake and be destroyed, because of the zemer.
Because of what?
Zemer.
Because of singing.
Of what?
Zemer?
Zemer.
Song.
Song, yeah. And says the Gemara, Amar Rashi. Rashi says, Shema Amino, from here we learn, Ki maschil churba, when the destruction of a house starts, Besifa maschil. It starts by the doorway. Shenam, as it says in the pasuk, Chorev basof, Besifa, in the doorway, yeah, like the saf. In the doorway is where it starts. Shenam, as it says in the pasuk, Chorev basof, the destruction will happen in the doorway. Now, we have one more makar, and we'll hold it over here. V'yiboy Zeman, if you want, I'll tell you another makar, another source, for the halacha of Rava not to have Zimra in the house. Mehalcha from here. Ushi'iya yukas sha'ar. The pasuk says in Yeshaya, Chavdalet Yudbeis, Ushi'iya yukas sha'ar, and the gate is stricken with desertion. Ushi'iya is desertion. Yukas will be hit. Sha'ar, the gate will be hit with desertion. And what that means is that since they drank wine, Shi'iya, I guess it's going on drinking wine, the house, which is the doorway, will be destroyed. Omar Mar, Baravashi, Mar Baravashi said, Lididi Chazili, I myself saw, Umenageach Kitura. And it was like, what was that?
Sorry.
Ushi'iyah yuka, where does desolation come from? The Gemara says in Brachas that that churba has shadim. Okay? So a house that has zimra, song, with wine, the house will become desolate. And what happens when the house is desolate? Shadim come there. Okay? Ushi'iyah yuka shar, the gate will be stricken with desolation, which then will bring shadim. And Mar Barabashi says, Lididi chazili, I myself saw umenageach kitura, and it was goring like a bull. Okay, we'll learn about this Gemara maybe in another time, but basically it's a reference to shadim and the result of the house being desolate. Again, the house was desolate when the house, because of singing with wine, and because of the house being desolate, shadim come, and when the shadim come, it's like the Gemara talks about, it's like dancing between the horns of a bull, and it was goring like a wild bull. Okay, we'll hold it over here. Yeah. Yeah, so Bachurim min ginosa means, it says that Zakeinim mishar shiftu, the elders from the gate, Shavasu, they stopped, like a lashon of Shabbos, of resting, and Bachurim min ginosa, and the Bachurim stopped singing. Mi niginosa, me from niginosa, from their song, okay, from their nagina. So, why do the Bachurim stop singing? Because Zakeinim mishar Shavasu, because the elders were stopped being in the gate, meaning the Sanhedrin was stopped.